This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle
Well, once again, decisions have been made. Decision about the winner of Iowa. And now decisions have to be made of what comes next. Obviously, we're going to see New Hampshire, South Carolina. But voters have to make a decision now. Republican voters, primary voters, are going to need to make a decision as to which direction to go. And it's not rolling the dice, but what it is, it's making perhaps an educated guess as to what is going to be best for the general election. And some of that divide, just as the country seems to be divided on so many levels, that divide among the Republican voters is going to have to be settled very, very soon of how to proceed. In other words, so that Republicans can proceed in one form or another. But if Iowa teaches us anything this morning, and again, President Trump taking Iowa clearly with 51% of the vote, we've got DeSantis coming in second, Nikki Haley coming in third. They're very close together, by the way, except for Trump, who's way far out, but Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, very close. But Vivek Ramaswamy coming up with 7.7% of the vote in Iowa. And so, again, the decision is, do you coalesce now, right now, or do you battle it out a little bit longer? And what is going to be best for the general election? Because right now, my friends, the general election is the thing that they have to be looking towards. Because it's going to be a very, very difficult time. You thought 2020 was hard. You thought 2016 was hard. We ain't seen nothing yet. And, folks, we ain't seen nothing yet here on the broadcast this morning. Welcome, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And welcome to the Tuesday edition of the show, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And you can also head over to our website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message on this very cold Tuesday morning. Wind chill factors all over the country, it seems, just really, really cold out there. So we hope that you're bundled up, that you're hunkered down. Hope you're not having to burn the furniture or something like that. But honestly, it's cold, and we hope that you're doing fine. But we're going to keep you warm this morning here on the broadcast. We'll be talking about the Iowa caucuses, of course, and also there's a lot of other news stories that we want to bring to your attention this morning as well. So once again, 949-822-7959, that's the number. Or you can head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to opine in that regard. All right. So again, once again, we had President Trump handily winning Iowa this morning. And here's a little bit of what he had to say when he came out to talk to his supporters.
Well, I want to thank everybody. This has been some period of time, and most importantly, we want to thank the great people of Iowa. Thank you. We love you all. What a turnout, what a crowd. And I really think this is time now for everybody, our country, to come together. We want to come together, whether it's Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative. It would be so nice if we could come together and straighten out the world and straighten out the problems and straighten out all of the death and destruction that we're witnessing. That's practically never been like this. It's just so important. And I want to make that a very big part of our message. We're going to come together. It's going to happen soon, too. It's going to happen soon.
All right. Stop right there. Now, again, one of the things that we're supposed to be afraid of, okay, we heard part of this clip last hour. Let's hear just another, just the first part of it. What we're supposed to be afraid of now is the rise of authoritarianism. Let's listen to Rachel Maddow on MSNBC talking about the Trump victory here.
Again, the big picture takeaway from that, and I don't mean to be, again, too dark, as you said, on this, but it is not... If we are worried about the rise of authoritarianism in this country, we are worried about potential rise of fascism in this country, if we're worried about our democracy falling to an authoritarian and potentially fascist form of government, the leader who is trying to do that is part of that equation.
Okay, stop right there. All right. So I'm just putting that out there so you kind of hear the craziness. Meanwhile, Lawrence O'Donnell's like looking over at Rachel Maddow like, you know, preach it. This is just music. It's just music to their ears. Who's calling for an authoritarian regime? We just heard Donald Trump saying, we're going to come together. There's a lot of bad stuff happening in the world and so forth. So, by the way, because they compare him to Adolf Hitler over in the media and the left, I will say this. This is not akin to Hitler saying, we're going to make the trains run on time and we're going to reestablish the glory of the Reich and all this other stuff. No, that is actually an entirely different context, an entirely different time. And by the way, that was a whole different system, wasn't it? We're working in the American system, my friends, where you have a president, and you have a House and a Senate, and you have a judiciary, and there are checks and balances, and those checks and balances have served us well. So every time you hear, well, they're going to establish an authoritarian regime, I just don't buy that. And I do think it's actually, I just bring it up to show how absurd it is, because you know what it is? It's time waster. It's what it is. It's a time waster. It's easier to get on a TV show and start talking about how, well, it's an authoritarian regime coming in and our democracy could fall to this thing. And, you know, it's just a time waster. You know why? Because they don't want to talk about the real deals. They don't want to talk about how people are interested and very concerned about immigration. They're concerned about the economy. They're concerned about the world catching on fire. They're concerned about war after war. They're concerned about terrorism. They're concerned about all these things. The media people, they don't want to talk about how Trump resonates, whether it's Donald Trump as the nominee or not. These policies and ideas, they resonate. And they don't want to talk about that. They'd rather just sort of, get your attention over here. Watch out! Our democracy's going to fall to the authoritarians! On and on it goes. It's so obvious. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
As a public service to our listeners, to make sure that you stay informed on the very latest development. And by the way, you can have bragging rights when we do this kind of stuff because it's the middle of the night and you know, we tell you things and other people don't know them yet. But generally speaking, but this did come out earlier. Did you know that the Houthis are now vowing to, quote, end U.S. hegemony forever, unquote. And, yeah, I'm laughing a little bit. It's very serious stuff, and I don't deny that, and I'm not trying to minimize that. But the Houthis are going to end U.S. hegemony forever. By the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. Hey, we're the Houthis, you know, and people say we Houthi around, you know. This is not funny anymore, is it? But yet, the Houthis are saying, this from Breitbart, the acts of aggression by the U.S. and U.K. will not go unanswered, and we will make them serve as a lesson for the entire world, the Houthi Information Ministry advisor said. He told this to Russia's Sputnik News. So, I mean, this gets even more interesting, doesn't it? Quote, we are preparing for a response that will end the U.S. hegemony forever. The Supreme Political Council of the Houthi regime announced that, quote, all American British interests have become legitimate targets, unquote, after the U.S. and U.K. bombed dozens of targets in Yemen late last week. But, of course, also, there's a very serious aspect to this as well, insofar as that the Houthis were able to hit a U.S.-owned commercial ship. This from ABC News. Houthi militants on Monday struck a U.S.-owned and operated container ship with an anti-ship ballistic missile, according to U.S. Central Command. The ship has reported no injuries or significant damage and is continuing its journey. Now, again, it begs the question, what did we blow up? And what else needs to be blown up? Evidently, on Saturday, they went in and they got a radar installation, according to reports. So I think there's got to be some more Houthi house cleaning going on, I suppose. And again, I'm not trying to be funny or facetious, but honestly, you know, it is a very serious thing if they're saying these are now legitimate targets, U.S. and British interests and so forth. That can be people traveling. That can be other, you know, it can be installations. It can be other shipping or other things that have to do with the U.S. or the U.K. And we should take it seriously. But at the same time, we also have to perhaps at this point be very proactive to make sure that it stops. If they don't stop, well, then we'll stop it. This also from Breitbart. President Joe Biden admitted the Iran-backed Houthis are, quote, terrorists after revoking President Donald Trump's designation of the group as terrorists early in his administration. It may not have been on the first day, but it might as well have been. On Friday, a reporter asked Biden, are you willing to call the Houthis a terrorist group, sir? The president responded, I think they are, unquote. Biden in February 2021 reversed Trump's designation of the group as terrorists, which had cut them off from the international banking system. So, of course, you probably want to make sure that they were part of that international banking system because, you know, Trump. What's the reason? Trump. Trump liked them, or Trump did not like them. Trump cut them off. He designated them as terrorists. And anything Trump did, see, this is where it gets so ridiculous. Anything Trump did was wrong. And so, I guess they just had to reverse that as well without kind of really, if they would think about it for like a minute, you know, then it would maybe be a much different sort of result. Well, speaking of who did not get the result and who got a very different result, perhaps, than that what they were actually thinking was, and that was, of course, Vivek Ramaswamy. He has now suspended his 2024 Republican presidential bid in light of his finish, of the Iowa caucuses essentially coming in last. I mean, I know there's a couple in there that might have a point something percentage of a vestigial thing, but Vivek Ramaswamy certainly did not clear any hurdle on this. But at the same time, you know, part of that too, I think, is that, you know, if you're running as sort of the other Trump, and I don't say that to be mean-spirited, but if you're kind of running as the I'm the shoot from the hip, I'm the other outsider guy, et cetera, et cetera, well, then that's difficult because they already have one. And so he had a hard time clearly defining why he was so different other than being like a Trump, more or less from 2016. I'm the outsider. I'm a businessman. I can cut through the stuff, and I can make it all work, you know, this kind of thing. I think, you know, when he said we're going to deliver a shock, I think he probably meant it to a great degree, or at least expected something more than 7.7%. Here's Vivek Ramaswamy talking about wanting to get the other candidates to drop out of the race.
You have my word that Apoorva and I are both all in for doing what's best for this country. Apoorva will keep, you know, obviously doing what she does in her career. She's one of the best in the world at what she does as a throat surgeon, saving lives every day, and I'm so proud of her. As for what comes next for me, I'm very focused on making sure Donald Trump becomes the next president and making sure that our country's best days are still ahead of us.
How are you going to convince those people who are done with the MAGA era? When you said you were going to endorse them, one person shouted out, don't do it. What would you say to those people?
I would say that I ran for president because I thought I was the best qualified person to do the job. That choice doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to us. Yes, I am. I said it on stage. I am very concerned about what this year holds in store. But I do believe that that would be the best outcome for this country if it's not going
to
be me. I do. And I'm very concerned. And that's why I think it would be healthy for this country and for our party if Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley followed suit. I think that would be productive.
Well, there you have again Vivek Ramaswamy saying that he thinks it would be productive if Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley followed suit and basically ended their bids and coalesced behind Donald Trump. So I can't emphasize enough how important a decision that is, one way or the other. History will know the answer to that and how this plays out. But it's difficult to know exactly where voters are going to want to go with this at this time, or where these two other candidates will want to go. I think Nikki Haley believes that she's got a charge here, you know, no matter what. And she wants to frame this as now a two-person race, as she actually has said. It's now a two-person race. It's been made clear, she says. And she'll head off to New Hampshire to try to get something else started. But whether or not that's really going to be in the cards, because there is this thing called the Big Mo, and, you know, it's so early on, I realize that, so early on out of the Iowa caucuses, that it's difficult to establish the Big Mo if more time hasn't passed. But we're in kind of, again, uncharted waters. It's very sort of strange place to be with, you know, Donald Trump as the former president running and has been running for so long and having a lot of this confirmed in the Iowa caucuses just means that it's a bigger uphill battle than you think in order to play out the rest of the Republican primaries. I'm not saying they shouldn't. In fact, again, it's up to these candidates. But certainly on the other side, on the Democrat side, they had their mail-in caucus. You know, they didn't have to really have any kind of caucus. At some point, one would think that maybe they would, and history may look back in a very short period of time and say the Democrats really missed their opportunity to build consensus within their own party if they really want to put somebody up to run for president other than Joe Biden. Maybe this should have been decided long before so that you could do that, so that they could have a process there. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. But their strategy is to come in the 11th hour and pop somebody new in there and try to get that kind of enthusiasm working. So it's always kind of a gamble, isn't it? To think that, well, if we jump this way, this will happen. If we jump that way, that'll happen. And so we will see. We will see. But one thing is clear. I think that if you can coalesce now behind a candidate, you'd have a much better chance, because it is going to be kitchen sink. Ron DeSantis mentioned the kitchen sink. This would be the biggest kitchen sink you've ever seen in the general. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back, everybody. Much more to talk about on this Tuesday edition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Winter weather is continuing to impact flights across the country. According to flight tracker FlightAware, there were over 2,800 flights that were canceled on Monday, with over 7,900 flights delayed. Chicago Midway, Chicago O'Hare, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Denver International Airports were among the most that were impacted. This as governors across the country, including Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear, are calling up the National Guard to assist travelers.
The National Guard is currently deploying personnel and equipment to armories located near travel corridors that either have been or we think will be significantly impacted.
Former President Trump has won the Iowa caucus. The former president will now take a lion's share of the state's 40 delegates. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Baltimore Sun newspaper is sold.
The buyer is David D. Smith, executive chairman of the media conglomerate Sinclair. Smith told the newspaper he acquired Baltimore Sun Media from the hedge fund Alden Global Capital in a private deal reached on Friday. He didn't disclose how much he paid in the agreement. Smith bought the paper independently of Sinclair, which is known for its ownership of local television news stations across the U.S. So he said there could be partnerships between the two brands in the future. He'll remain the executive chairman at Sinclair. Keith Peters reporting.
This year's Miss America winner is an Air Force pilot. Second Lieutenant Madison Marsh was crowned during Sunday night's pageant in Florida. The 22-year-old Colorado native is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy. She becomes the first active duty officer to ever win the Miss America title. She's also a master's student in public policy at the Harvard Kennedy School. More details. More at townhall.com.
7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to talk about the Iowa caucuses or just about anything else that's happening out there in the news day. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we have, again, no shortage of things to tell you about this morning. We told you about the Houthis. We've also told you, of course, a lot about the we talked a lot about the Iowa caucuses. And when we talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, here in about 15 minutes or so, we'll of course recap what's going on, get some of her take on the results and the future, because that's really where the question lies now. The question is all now about the future. And to some degree, is this such a different time now or a different set of circumstances that going through the typical primaries, is that going to be to the detriment of launching a successful general election campaign? I think that's a good question. Typically, of course, you do want to run through. That's where you sort of claw and fight and get everything sort of sharpened up for the general. But there's been a lot of that already as well. But I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm simply saying that this is a very, very different time. There's no doubt about it. All right. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. All right. So Kamala Harris made a speech again, but this time in honor of Martin Luther King Day. And we talked about MLK Day yesterday morning on the program, and certainly there are a lot of I saw even our local area there was a big parade and so forth, and all over the country you see this kind of thing where people get together and they celebrate what they call, I believe they call Kingdom Day in some areas. Here in Southern California, I know they call it that. But at any rate, some people had the day off. They were able to go out and see one of these events and so forth. But Kamala Harris evidently made some remarks at an event about Martin Luther King Day. But in typical Kamala Harris fashion, it turned out to kind of be something a little bit different. Not off topic per se, but just kind of off. I think you know what I'm getting at, right? Just every time she goes out and does something, it's just a little off. Okay, let's listen in.
The great Coretta Scott King once said, "Freedom is never truly won. You earn it and win it in every generation." And at this moment in history, I say then, let us not throw up our hands, because it's time to roll up our sleeves.
And so there, and this was a little bit of audio from the area where she was at. And they're saying, what do we want? Democracy. Well, we have that. Yes, we're a constitutional republic, and we use a democratic system to elect our representatives that go and representatives in government. But, again, I played this clip to demonstrate that it's not talking about literally achieving anything. And I want to say, you know, as a nation, as a result of the works of Dr. Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement in general. But you see how it's always framed. It's always framed that, nope. Everything's a fight. It's still fighting and this kind of thing. And what do we want? We want democracy. Well, wait a minute. I don't know that this is the main issue that's of what is, quote, missing, perhaps. Right? And so, again, I play this quote such that it again shows that everything has to be framed as conflict and not about achievement or a shared common set of values or a shared common set of ideals that we are living up and trying our best, every single American doing our best to live up to the creed, as Dr. Martin Luther King talked about, to live up to the creed of the United States. We hold these truths to be self-evident, right? That all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These are the things that collectively we should be helping to promote, especially on a day when we remember Dr. King, because Dr. King was actually trying to bring people together, right? And so I don't want to get too far afield on this, but that's what was happening. And was there sacrifice? Absolutely. The civil rights movement, has there been injustice? Certainly there has. But the idea is that we're supposed to move forward and we're supposed to get better, which, in my estimation, this is what Dr. Martin Luther King was trying to bring about and had a great deal of success bringing about. But again, to frame it always as a conflict, I think, is erroneous at this stage of the game. And but of course, Kamala Harris has to go out there and say something. Otherwise she just has to wave, you know. Maybe it's just better if she just waves next time. I'm not exactly sure. All right, so once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. North Korea evidently is now claiming to have tested a hypersonic glide missile The missiles are highly maneuverable and use a new type of fuel, evidently. North Korea is continuing, of course, to menace the U.S. allies in the region. They claim to have successfully tested it. It's a hypersonic weapon, as I mentioned, that could be used to target U.S. bases and allies in the region. The fuel, evidently, they have solid fuel rockets, which are like the Roman candles, basically. I think the space shuttle that had the solid fuel rocket boosters. Once they go, they go. And you can't ever turn them off until they're done. The test was designed to, quote, establish the gliding and maneuvering characteristics of the warhead and the reliability of the newly developed multi-stage thrust solid fuel engines. The hypersonic missiles are defined as those capable of traveling around five times the speed of sound while making maneuvers, meaning their course is difficult to predict. Russia, China, and the U.S. are believed to have been developing the weapons. Again, this, by the way, from Business Insider, evidently the idea is that they are designed, these kinds of weapons are designed to be able to evade air defenses, and in this case, the air defenses of the United States of America. And a lot of this, too, has to do with how North Korea continues to posture. They continue to do these kinds of things with their other missile systems and so forth. And I know a lot of it's for local consumption, but at the same time, they can't really make a move, I'm sure, without Beijing saying that it's okay. And, again, it's very concerning. It's very concerning. What if you tip one of these missiles with anything that, anything like a nuclear weapon of some sort, and it comes in so fast and so quickly and with such ferocity that it can't be stopped conventionally at this point, from what we know. I'm sure that they're working on countermeasures. They have to be. But something could happen literally in a heartbeat because somebody says, okay, now's the time to go. And, of course, it doesn't make any sense. You know, typically the world situation has to be at a critical level, which in many ways it is, if you look at, obviously, what's happening in Europe and the Middle East. But in terms of where China is, if China wants to move against Taiwan, would they try to create havoc with something like this to begin with in order to make it so difficult for the U.S. to help Taiwan? I mean, the scenarios are sort of endless. But this is a disturbing piece of news because, obviously, anything having to do with hypersonic systems, we absolutely have to be aware of and have some way of defeating. No doubt about that. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. We are coming up here to the short break. When we come back, we'll do our next traveler report. Got a great song lined up. We'll talk to Denise Simon. All that and much more on the other side of the break. As we speed through, rocket through, hypersonically, through hour number two of the program. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Where's the money?
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race through the Tuesday edition of the program. And I got to tell you, it is chock full this morning, talking about the Iowa caucuses, plus much, much more, as we always do here between the hours of 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. right here on AM 860, The Answer, our flagship station, of course. And we're glad that you're there. By the way, over at KyleWarrenShow.com, we've got our live streams. So if your station doesn't carry the program for, let's say, the whole 4 hours, you can follow us along anytime you want. By the way, if your local area isn't carrying the program and you want your local station to do so, well, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, and, of course, you can send us a message about it. Let us know. But you can also contact that station, and they can get in touch with us. Simply go to KyleWarrenShow.com, and we'll direct them over to GCN, and they'll put them in business. So we'll definitely be able to do that for you, and we're happy to do it. All right, well, time now for another great song. And that was a great song that brought us into the break, by the way. That's a new one, for our bumper rotation. And but this is from a great band, one of my favorite bands from back in the 90s. They had a great big hit with Two Princes, but this is another one. I've always liked this band. It's the spin doctors. How appropriate is that on the after the Iowa caucuses? Spin doctors. Jimmy Olsen's Blues. Jimmy Olsen, I'm not a titan, you see. I like that line a lot. All right, spin doctors. Jimmy Olsen's Blues got a pocket full of kryptonite, and I suppose you would have to have that. if you had any interest at all in Lynn Lois Lane. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And let's take a look, of course, at what's happening in the weather this morning. We continue to see all of these wind chill factors, warnings, and advisories covering a major part of the country. Certainly if you're in the Midwest and down south, by the way. And by the way, for our friends in Tampa, Florida right now, we're going to go back and take a look over here. I believe we continue to see the dense fog advisory that's covering pretty much the entire state of Florida except for the southern tip. Right now, but you've got a dense fog advisory that, of course, is affecting our good friends in Tampa, also Sarasota, AM860, AM930, of course, and definitely want to make you aware of that. Freeze warnings start near Ocala, Gainesville, Jacksonville, up through Valdosta, Georgia, by the way, heading on over towards Tallahassee. We continue hard freeze warnings in most of Alabama this morning, most of Mississippi, right here along the Gulf Coast, of course, and over into Louisiana as well. Houston got a hard freeze warning down to Corpus Christi, actually all the way down to the Mexican border, over to San Antonio. It's cold, so same thing for Dallas. And this, of course, these wind chill factors can really be something as we move up through the Midwest part of the country. For example, Kansas and Nebraska, South Dakota, Montana. You get the idea, folks. Ice storm warning. This was on the map last hour. We want to reiterate that. Ice storm warning up near Portland, Oregon. And that's going to head on up. It's going to stay be a little bit southeast of Seattle, where it starts to become a winter storm warning as it moves on up. But this is, again, east of Seattle. But down from Portland to Eugene, Oregon, Interstate 5, ice storm warning. So hope that Richard the Marine is doing okay from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. So definitely bundle up and be careful, Richard. Semper Fi, of course. So that's what we're looking at out there, folks. In terms of what we see with some of these different warnings and so forth on the map this morning. So be careful, bundle up, And by the way, folks, it's time now to talk with Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Happy Iowa caucuses, Denise.
I'm so glad to not be in Iowa.
Well, it's cold.
But good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, talking about saturation.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Well, I mean, Trump's the runaway winner. That's not the news breaking out, per se. But Ramaswamy is now dropping out of the race.
He's dropped out.
Yeah,
yes.
And DeSantis got second, you know, so I guess that's something.
And interestingly enough, if you look at the money, advertising money spent against a candidate, most or all, DeSantis was the most attacked on advertising dollars.
Mm-hmm.
The most attacked, and he came in second. In some places, he was 2-1 ahead. In some of the caucuses, he was 2-1 ahead of Nikki Haley. And it's now been admitted that much of the money that Nikki Haley and Nikki Haley's campaign came from Democrats.
Very interesting indeed. So
what
do you think, what does this portend? Now, Nikki Haley says it's now a two-person race. Of course, she means her and Trump. But what does this portend in terms of what DeSantis was able to pull off? And is there going to be a larger call for, you know, as Ramaswamy called for, to coalesce right now? I mean, there are pros and cons to that, but what do you think will really happen?
You know, it's real difficult to tell because of all the legal cases against Trump and where they necessarily go. It could take some of these cases and some of these judges to dig in deeper against Trump, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
They could look at those results and go, okay, we don't like him. Now we really don't like him.
and we'll make it known. And, you know, in other words, we'll do more stuff.
Yes.
Indeed.
And so DeSantis, I would say really almost for that reason, he has to keep going. And, you know, Nikki Haley was getting really twice the press as anybody else was when you really look at it. And for she to come in at number three is really kind of interesting to me. But I would also say that with Trump coming away with 51%, that is a true shot across the bow to the Democrats and to the Biden administration, because they, you know, they're going after and have been going after for such a long time all things MAGA. So they're going to dig in, and I think it's going to get nastier and nastier.
I think you're right about that. Well, I'll tell you what, stay right there, Denise. We're coming up on the break. For the top of the hour news, we got a question from a listener sent in by a message, and so I'll ask you about that on the other side of the break. The idea that the establishment might wanting to be preparing something for Trump if, in fact, he were to win. It's a Breitbart article, so we'll talk about that, among many other things, when we return with Denise Simon. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. It's Tuesday.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with